You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
There's an old story about a farmer and his son. And the farmer and his son have this amazing horse that's a stallion that helps them with all the household chores and helps them with the farming and everything. And one day the stallion just wanders off and he's lost. And all the village people came and said, "Oh, farmer, oh, neighbor, isn't that terrible? Oh, I'm so sorry, that's such bad news." And the farmer said, "Well, maybe, maybe not. Who's to say?" Next, the horse comes back a few days later. And the horse comes back with a whole bunch of mares. And so all the village people show up to the farmer and say, "Oh, what wonderful news. Isn't that great?" "Maybe, maybe not," the farmer says. "Who's to say? Let's wait and see." Then later on, a few days later, the son is training some of those mares and getting on them and trying to train them to do tricks and trying to train them to be obedient to commands, and he falls off and he breaks his leg. Of course, the villagers show up. It's like, "Oh, your son broke his leg. That's terrible. I'm so sorry. That's so bad." The farmer, of course, says, "Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Who's to say?" And then next thing that happens is government officials come and soldiers come and they're recruiting for young men to all go off from the village to fight the war. And guess what? The young boy doesn't have to go because his leg is hurt. The villagers show up again. "Oh, isn't this wonderful? That's so great. They don't have to go serve in the war." You know what the farmer's going to say. "Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Who's to say?" I'm bringing this up because we live in a really topsy-turvy time right now, don't we? There's ups and downs and movements politically in our country, in our world. And some of us are just like scratching our head and just going, "What's going on?" And most of us, if you're like any human being, you just want to label things good or bad. And when terrible things happen across the world, when terrible things happen in our family, when terrible things happen to us, even inwardly, we can't help but be like those villagers and say, "Oh my gosh, this is terrible. What am I going to do? How am I possibly going to get through this?" We label it as bad. And then, of course, there are other times that come our way. Blessings show up. Riches come in. We're blessed beyond measure. And we want to label those things. Or when we have this great day, we want to label that and say, "Oh, isn't this wonderful? This is good." But I want us to pause for a minute. And I want us to be like that old farmer. And not be so quick to judge things. Not be so quick to say, "It's good or bad." I'd like for us to pause for a minute. Despite all the things that are going on in our lives, I would like for us to pause and say, "Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Who's to say?" I remember this story about the farmer and his son because recently I was looking through, in preparation for this sermon, I was rereading the story of Esther. And the story of Esther is just quite an amazing story, and I hope you can read it on your own and see all the soap opera-like movements that are going through. It's amazing what has happened. It's around 483 BC. A young Jewish girl named Hadassah and her cousin Mordecai are living in Persia with a great king, so great and so powerful that he decides to hold a banquet for 180 days. Wow. Oh, good, we might want to say. That's wonderful. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. Who's to say? However, his wife Vashti, the queen, they send for her to come. Guess what? She doesn't come. She's not responsive to the king. I don't know why. It doesn't say why. But maybe she's just kind of upset with the king. And so she doesn't come. Oh, that's terrible. This banquet. And the banquet was thrown so that we can see her beauty. And we want to say, oh, that's terrible. That's bad. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. Next, the king and all the king's men come up with a plan to have Queen Vashti abdicate the throne and send a proclamation for all the virgins across the land to all show up and kind of see which one will be the queen. Is that good or is that bad? I'm not sure how to label that anymore. I'm getting mixed up. It's good for the king because he's going to have a new queen that will follow his commands, but not so good maybe for the virgins. Good or bad? Who knows? We'll see. Who's to say? Hadassah was taken from her cousin Mordecai and forcibly compelled to serve in the king's harem. Is that good or is that bad? Who's to say? I don't know. I don't know. Good for the king because he's got this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful virgin girl now that responds to his every command. But bad for Esther because she's had stripped from her whole Jewish heritage. She's had to keep that a secret. And who wants to be at the beck and call of every king? Good or bad? Who knows? Who's to say? We'll see. Hadassah was chosen to be queen, given her new name Esther, which means star. Oh no, she couldn't keep her Jewish heritage, but oh good, she's not worrying about poverty and things like that. Mordecai hears about a plot by the second in command to exterminate all the Jewish people. Mordecai speaks with his cousin Esther and says, you've got to say something. You've got to do something. You've got to say something to the king. But she's hesitant about that because she could be hurt. You know, it's okay for the king to summon her to come, but it's never okay for her to, on her own, go to the king and come herself at her own initiation. So who knows? Is this good or is this bad? Ultimately, Mordecai tells Esther, and Esther does find the courage within her to tell the king about this idea that the second in command, Haman, is going to kill, going to exterminate all of the Jewish people in the land. And so then they were able to get through that, and they were able to stop that plan. And then the eunuch says, hey, you know, Haman really disliked Mordecai, and he was going to hang them right over there, and there's plenty, it's a perfect place for a hanging. How about if we hang Haman? Oh, good. We'll hang the bad guy. Or is it good? Is that good? I'm mixed up now. Is it good or is it bad? It's good that somebody for the first time ever in the history of eunuchs actually listened to a eunuch. They're kind of low on the totem pole. It's bad for Haman, of course. It's good for the Jewish people. And from here on out, they're going to celebrate this grand high festival called Purim. Every it takes place in March or April. But is it good or is it bad? Here's how I want to bring it home. I think Esther, with her courage to say something, and I think the farmer at the beginning of the story of this sermon, all have something to teach us. One thing is they can teach us in all the circumstances that happen in our lives, whether good or bad, who's to say, for us to pause and not label it as good or bad. And to say like the farmer and say like Esther, who's to say? Because you know what the answer is to that question? God is to say what's good and what's bad. So oftentimes what we do is we label whatever is happening to us, whether it's good or bad. We label it, especially if a bad thing's happened to us. We like to label it as bad. And then if something good happens to us, we like to label it as, well, that's good. And then so in our reacting and labeling, we end up focusing more on our reaction to the reaction than we do about what actually occurred. Do you find yourself doing that? Reacting to the reaction? Maybe you're even reacting to the reaction of the reaction of the reaction, and it just goes on indefinitely. Instead, I want to encourage us to pause, to say, who knows? God knows. God's got a plan. You know, in the book of Esther, there's a criticism of it that nowhere, and this is why I want you to read it again, nowhere in the entire book is the word God mentioned. And yet, at the same time, God is everywhere. God is in all the circumstances facing Esther going into the concubine. God is with the circumstances with Mordecai. God is even with Haman. God is with King Xerxes. God is everywhere in this passage and not even mentioned once. I wonder if that's true in our lives. When we face circumstances that seemingly are out of control, can we claim that promise that given to us by Jeremiah around the same time that I know the plans I have made for you, God says. Plans for good and not for your harm. Plans to give you a future and a hope. We with faith, we who trust in God, no matter what circumstances come our way, we don't have to label it. We can say, who knows? Maybe, maybe not. Who's to say? Let's wait and see. Where is God leading you to be active in helping someone? Because in the meanwhile, while we're waiting and seeing where God is at work, there might be a time when you can step up and really make a difference. The key scripture passage in the whole of Esther is in chapter 4, verse 14, where Mordecai is trying to convince Esther, hey, you've got to say something to the king because you can save our people. And he says this. It's the same thing the farmer said. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to be of royal dignity for just such a time as this. Whatever you might be facing in your life, whatever circumstances are coming our way nationally or across this world, who knows? Maybe you were created, and maybe God has been training you for such a time as this. May it be so. Amen.